Look who's on the show.
Hey!
It's Robert Mason, lead vocals of Warrant since 2008. Good morning. Thanks for waking up.
Somebody read Wikipedia.
Oh, you peaked.
Did you know he was also
Lynch Mob? I know this by heart.
How are you folks?
Good
to hear,
man.
Good to talk with you.
Same.
Yeah, man. Everyone is really excited about the jam at the Dam happening next Friday. Steel Heart, Firehouse Warrant. And then Saturday, George Lynch and the Mob, Dokken, and Ace Frehley.
I just read that on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. Which night do you think would be the better night to go?
The night I'm there.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
Answered correctly.
Friday night. Steelheart,
nice.
Firehouse, and Warrant.
Yep.
Hey, I love Ace Frehley as much as any other kid from the Bronx.
Okay. So how do you go from like playing in cover bands in New York to fronting Warrant?
You network appropriately, and by sheer dumb luck and your own devices, you get a phone call to go audition for a band called Lynch Mob in Phoenix, Arizona, and then you get that gig.
Uh-huh.
These are the steps. Right. Anybody can do it. So
yeah. No, but you know, you said something key right in the beginning of that, networking.
Yeah.
You know, being that person who gets along with everybody.
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say I work hard.
Yeah.
You know, all kidding aside, yeah. Made a record with a band called Lynch Mob. We ended up, during the making of that record, Janie, the singer of Warrant, and I got to be fast friends. And they were putting a record out called Dog Eat Dog. They were recording right when we were recording our record. And he and I said, well, when our records come out, let's tour together. Actually, he brought that up, not me.
Yeah.
We're friends. My band's going on a world tour. Your band should open.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah.
And that ended up coming to fruition sometime during 1992. So I cemented a couple of friendships with the guys in the band, and when they needed a singer, I was the guy. And there I have been ever since the September-ish of 2008. So yes, you're correct.
Did that feel tough? Like, you know, you're friends with the guy, then now it's not working out.
In a way, of course.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
But there's a fan base, and there's a legacy of the band, and he truly was my friend. We got along great on the road, and he was in a very, very dark place and was not in the proper health frame of mind to be a touring musician. And the band had a bunch of shows booked with all five original guys, and they were trying like hell to make it work. And I really felt for that aspect of it. Again, it was a very organic, natural fit. It wasn't
right. It
wasn't forced in any way. If he had been able to get it together and I was going to fill in for a couple of shows to make promoters happy that they were bringing Warrant to their city and didn't have to cancel, and then he came back, okay, that would have been great.
Yeah.
And it just was not the case. So here we are a bunch of years down the road. I've done two records with the band, but I realize that I carry with me the weight of continuing the legacy. And it's the main thing about Warrant shows that you were probably going to ask anyway, is it's still fun for us and it's still fun for fans, and it gives them an escape from the real world to a time, if they were around when those records came out and nostalgic for it.
Yeah.
It makes them happy.
Yeah. You got to play all the hits.
Have I had too much coffee already?
Not yet. No.
No. No, you're a great interview.
Yeah.
When I don't have to work too hard,
yeah.
I love it. But, you know, you clearly appreciate the fans of this band.
Yeah.
And you're the right guy for the job. Things happen and for a reason, and everything works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But I've seen videos of you fronting this band. You're very good. And, like, this band is not looking down at the stage. I mean, this band is full on engaging the audience and giving a show.
I know I make everything into a joke. That's maybe my defense mechanism. I own shoes. I just don't need to stare at them during the show.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. I know they're there.
No, and if you're up now talking to us, you don't have a drug or alcohol problem.
No.
Not that I would let on. No.
Or maybe he's
not
still
at
up.
This time in the morning.
Or maybe he's still up.
Still
that's right.
There's
maybe
no
he never went to sleep.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I was an athlete, man, and I was not.
There you go.
Wow.
I got plucked out of this and into music from academia and athletics. So, and I realized my job's really physical. You know, my influences and my mentors and idols, people that were really energetic frontmen of bands. You know, I'm just a product of my influences. But yeah, I don't stare at my shoes and talk depressing stuff, and I don't stand still on stage.
Good.
No, it's a great Warrant show. Jam at the Dam, coming to Monroe.
Yeah, I was only kidding earlier. Saturday night should be a blast too. It's just that we'll be there on Friday.
Oh yeah, right. No. If you didn't pick your night, then right. what are we doing here?
Right? I say go both nights.
You know? Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Have you? Because you're just such a fan of music. Can you just tell us a backstage moment where you're looking around, and you're like, "Wow, these are all my heroes," and here I am.
One is pretty timely, actually, and I have a lot of hard rock and influences all over the map. But there wasn't one in particular, and we just lost him, so it's kind of timely. I did a radio promotion Christmas variety show kind of thing. Remember when those used to happen?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was for Mark and Brian in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the Nokia.
Big. They were like the number one morning rock show in L.A.
Wow.
And they used to have a big Christmas extravaganza. I mean, at the Nokia, like, you know, next to the Staples Center with the Lakers play. It was like the coolest venue, and super famous people would show up, and Brian Wilson was there with his band. I'm there, and my all-star band is like Michael Anthony from Van Halen and Steve Lukather from Toto, and these guys are all my friends.
Yeah, that's cool.
Top Guns.
But yeah. Like Edgar Winter played, and I got to like stand 2 feet away and watch them do Frankenstein in its entirety. Like that blew my mind.
That's awesome.
And Edgar's on fire. Like Edgar's like a freak of nature. I love him. But come on, Beach Boys. And
that's right.
And Brian was there at a very lucid time in his life, and he was in a great mood. I ended up backstage at the Nokia Theater just running into him. And what do you do? What do you say? It's like meeting, like, you know, I've met McCartney and I talked to Paul for like a half an hour. I didn't even know what I said. It was so like mind blowing that I did.
Right, surreal.
Like for the life of me, I know I liked it, but I don't remember what I said. And I had a 10-minute conversation that could have lasted 10 hours with Brian Wilson. And he was so kind and so nice, and we talked music. And then after the gig, Alan Jardine, who was also there, I met two Beach Boys, offered to buy me a beer and hang out and talk in the VIP lounge of the Nokia. That's one of those, like, you pinch yourself moments going, damn, is this real?
Right? That's it. That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
That's a good one.
Is that a yes?
That's a real good one. That's a real good one.
Yeah, man.
Robert Mason is on, lead vocalist of Warrant, playing Jam at the Dam. Is there a Warrant song that you love to sing?
And it's not a cop-out answer, but I'm going to answer it this way. It's really what gets the most audience reaction that particular evening. It varies.
Okay.
I got you. Right. It's the energy.
Yeah.
You're feeding off the energy.
Which really you're connecting to.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
I mean, selfishly, I wrote a song called Louder, Harder, Faster that ended up as a title track of the second record I did with the band. It requires a lot of audience participation, a la any sing-along, any, you know, audience does this, you do that. And the chorus of that song is super simple. And if the audience buys into it, that's super fun to watch people. Exactly. There you go.
All right, everybody. You heard it. You know what to do on Friday.
Yep.
Go bananas during this song.
That's right.
Can't be there you go. Racing out the door. Can't be out of wheel.
Put the pedal to the floor. You have a great voice.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if it's your own voice. They didn't just find some. Let's find someone who sounds like.
No.
This is. It's clearly. You know. You have a very distinctive voice.
And it should be.
See, there you go. You sing the title, and everybody's happy.
Yeah. All right. You know what to do now, everybody, on Friday.
Yep.
Robert Mason with Warrant. Thank you so much, brother. We'll see you next Friday at Jam at the Dam.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We really appreciate the support of radio. And I mean, like, real live terrestrial radio means a lot to us because, you know, we're old enough to remember when that was everything.
Well, it still is everything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we do.
Well, there's this thing called the interwebs, and
tickets are they selling for this thing right now?
Yep.
I don't really use it, but I know that a lot of people do. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother. Well, appreciate it, man.
That's the thing, man. Hey, Shall you guys I... are awesome. Thank you again.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Look at the kiss cam.
Dumbass.
Exactly.
See? You shouldn't have done it.
That man is a dumbass.
Even the kids knew.
Dumbass, yeah.
Daddy? Is that daddy?
CEO and co-worker caught cheating on Coldplay's Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
Happened in Boston Wednesday night. Cameras are everywhere these days, and no one knows that better than astronomer CEO Andy Byron and his chief human resource officer, Kristen Cabot. They were caught with their arms wrapped around each other and his hands in certain places.
Maybe he's got a full boob going.
They were cold. His hands were cold.
Both hands.
Had Coldplay.
Yeah.
By the Kiss Cam at Wednesday night's Coldplay concert, Andy's married with kids.
Okay.
Oops.
Here's the moment the camera hits them and Chris Martin figures out that they something's going on here.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Oh,
no.
Mike, I'm Kevin Begley was there.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Good morning. Good.
So was that the first time they put someone on screen that whole night?
So it's funny. I was there the night before.
Okay.
So they played two nights at Gillette, and he does a little part of the show where it's almost like a stand-up doing, you know, crowd work. He kind of pans to all the different people. So when I was there, it was all different people he was kind of talking about, making fun of.
Okay, so he puts them on screen, and then they have kind of like a, hey, look at this person.
Exactly.
And he makes comments on them.
Bids on them, yeah.
Okay, so if you're paying attention to the concert the night before, you know there's a camera shooting out into the audience.
Correct.
Like, maybe if you're bringing your mistress to a concert, you don't put your hands all over her.
Exactly.
Right.
If you have an idea, this thing goes on, yes.
He had clear cover, you know, with employees, and we're bonding. We're bonding at a Coldplay show.
We're both fans. We went to after the show, have to work,
In a stadium of 70,000 people, too.
That was just dumb luck,
He probably randomness of him getting picked.
Right. What are the odds?
Yep.
It was God.
Yeah.
Was there any of that the night you were there?
No, there was no drama like that. I kind of wish there was, to be honest.
Yeah,
I was
right.
with my wife and our kids. And the Savannah Bananas, who are that baseball team that everyone loves now, they were there at the show. And so that was one of the things that he did.
Is that the night?
I wonder if that's what the bananas were, because right after they cut from this couple,
they go
there's
to the bananas,
banana and the great is their face.
Right.
They're horrified for them, and then they start laughing. They're like, "Oh, we're on now!"
Right. And then the bananas split.
Wow.
But I think if he had just done nothing, nothing would have came out, because no one would have known the wiser.
They wouldn't have put it all over TikTok.
Correct.
Yeah, and the news. And
His reaction, really, because he like lays down on the floor.
He jumped down like he was going to jump out of a cake.
Yeah, try and look more cool and, you know, composed.
The facial expression, there's one like just screenshot of her and him simultaneously horrified. And you just know that's not the look of two employees up on the camera.
And there's a coworker next to them just cackling, just laughing.
Right, like, oh, you're
She's like, I've known about this for months.
I'm so getting a raise.
Oh, man.
The guy at the end who's like three beers deep and is just like,
Just happy to be on the jumbotron.
Busted!
And so his wife allegedly took his last name off her Facebook page, so now she only goes by her first name.
Ah.
She deleted any pictures of him and her, and left open the comment section so the public can comment, and they've been very sympathetic to
her. She's getting a brand new car, isn't she?
You better sleep with one eye open.
Look, I'm buying a brand new house.
No comment from the CEO, no comment from the HR person. What an awkward thing.
He should talk to Dave Grohl.
Well, the HR person, this is the person who tells you not to do that.
I know.
Well, they were showing everybody what not to do.
And obviously, everybody in the company already was aware of what was up, because they made no bones about sitting there, you know.
No, they're in the box together.
Right.
It's very open.
Crew of people.
Yeah.
Right. But they're on the payroll, so hey, shut up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, thank you. I know you were just doing a hit on News 12, right, for the Pizza and Brewfest?
Nice. Correct, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's our resident pizza guy.
Yes, he is.
You know why he's almost not convincing, though, that he loves pizza? Look how skinny he is.
I know, he's not like 100 pounds. Yeah.
I know, I got to eat more pizza, I guess.
Yeah. No, you know what happened? When he did move from Boston to Connecticut, he plumped out, remember?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, heavy. Keith called you
boss
up.
He's like, he's fat. But boss Keith calls me IPA Kevin, and that's the IPA Kevin years. Yeah. Three kids. My wife and I were just living in South Norwalk and Hartford for a little period of time, and we were going out to eat like 5 nights a week.
Right. Lots of pizza, lots of beer.
Crushing IPAs, right.
Yeah.
And then I had kids, and the routine started.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, good for you. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Begley, we'll see you Sunday.
Yes.
Call in how you found out the other one was cheating or how you got caught cheating. Talking about that Coldplay Kiss camera.
Yes.
203-882-9757. Everybody on gets in the running for tickets to see live in Collective Soul. Not cheap.
No.
Great show.
Exactly.
All you got to do is call in your story. We have someone who wants to disguise their voice, but we have to test the disguiser.
Okay. Good idea.
Let's make sure it works. Phil's on the phone. Phil?
Hello. All right, so not so far yet.
Nope.
I would have never known it was
that. That was Ruth, actually.
Oh, in that case.
Hold on. Try that.
Test.
Nope. Maybe his voice can't be disguised.
See, mine can.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Nice.
All right, let's
heavy. He's on heavy.
All right, hold on. I can figure this out.
Has some
That's like the guy that lives under the bed.
Right.
Kevin needs to be green.
You haven't too much.
Now this one's perverted.
I like it. It's creepy.
Hey, the guy that wants to disguise the voice, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't trust us with your life.
Don't you do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah.
Let's go over here. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, one of my wife's coworkers came home early and found his golden retriever downtown on his wife, and that was it. They got divorced.
So golden retriever.
So she was cheating with the dog?
Peanut butter and golden retriever.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't done that?
Is that considered cheating?
That's a bad morning show.
Hold on, Ruth?
That's considered animal abuse.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not cheating.
Yeah, the dog was just eating peanut butter. He didn't know.
There's no way you could look at your wife again.
Just a dog.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. That's you got to leave at that point.
She needs help.
Just a dog trying to get a nut.
Yeah. The dog's giving you funny looks when you walk in the house.
Yeah. It's like I knew he liked her more.
The dog winks. Hey.
Now I understand why he wasn't listening to me.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
I say Daddy.
All right. I don't know. Did we put him in the running for that?
That's not really cheating. That's
let's put him in.
Okay.
Everybody gets put in.
Why not?
Everybody on gets in the running.
Animals, humans, it's all good. Yeah, gerbils.
Yes.
Alex in the truck.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey.
Good.
Top.
Hey, so I was dating this one chick at one point, and she went out with some friends to a party, and I was messing around with another girl at the time, and just so happens that other girl happened to be at said party.
Oh, boy.
So I guess they ended up becoming friends, and I came up in conversation, and I ended up having both of them coming over my house, and they messed with a couple of my cars and some other things. I thought
this was going to turn into fantasy.
Right.
Right.
They both came over.
It became a competition.
And they became
Who's
a couple.
Like better?
No, huh?
No.
Darn it.
Yeah, they had a competition of who could screw up my cars in the driveway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Don't attack the cars. Attack the person. The
is there a Carrie Underwood song like
yes,
that?
Yes,
yeah, before
is.
He cheats, yeah.
Yeah.
Dig the keys to the side
of your car.
His cute little blue four-wheel drive or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, you're in the running.
Not a four-wheel drive, but an El Camino, close enough.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worse.
El Camino.
Yeah, if you have a pickup, don't do it, yeah.
All right, Alex, thank you.
Just say it's in the blood. I got to pick up.
All right.
Pick up.
Wow.
Carol in Yalesville.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I am the cheater and
big
mistake.
Wow.
I'm the one who said that I had wanted a divorce from the good guy and thought the bad guy was all you were looking for. And it was like 17 years of hell. So karma is a bitch.
Oh,
okay.
No, it's a beautiful thing that you realized.
That's a good story.
I did.
How did it begin?
Bowling.
Bowling. It's always a bowls, man.
Yeah.
It's with an O.
Get to.
Yeah. It's the pins.
So meeting someone at bowling.
Get to change your shoes.
Thought, well, you know, somebody that, he likes everything that you like. And come to find out, after divorce, a serial cheater.
Usually when you meet someone cheating.
Oh, my God, just cereal?
They are not going to. This isn't. They don't say, oh, I finally met the right person. Now I will not be a cheater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you cheated with cereal. That's disgusting.
Yeah, and what happened with the good guy you were cheating on?
Pardon?
What happened?
He's happily married, and she's a fantastic lady, and she and I get along great.
So you must have had kids with the good guy.
Yeah, he's on the next line, by the way.
My two kids are with him. He remarried and she has children,
right.
But to lose the good one when you realize that after the grass is never greener.
Right.
It's more like pavement. Yep.
So,
it's more of a temporary, it's like drugs. It's a temporary high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it screws you up bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody else. Yeah. Yep. The kids, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I had restraining orders on this person was totally different from what, you first met, and a wonderful guy and blah, blah, blah. And
complete opposite.
Yep.
Complete nightmare.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've learned, I've stayed alone, worked two jobs, and I've been fine, and so has their father.
All right, good.
Good.
Good. You learned a lesson.
Thank you, guys.
The moral of the story.
I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Thank you so
much. Dan Rivera, ghost hunter, died suddenly while touring with the Annabelle doll from all those movies.
Yeah.
Became an international story overnight. And Tony Spira, the man who owns the Annabelle doll, is on in a few minutes. First, we just want to let you know it's going to be a great weekend weather-wise.
Yeah.
The Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's happening Sunday. The VIP tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
The $10 GA tickets are still available.
And they're great.
I'll be there around 2:30 bringing the band on, so I hope to see you there.
Yes.
And really, that's it.
Yeah.
Other than the Coldplay Kiss Cam.
Right.
Which, I don't know if you saw, but apparently two married people were caught with non-spouses on camera at the Coldplay show, and man, all hell has broken loose.
Yes, it has.
Once the CEO, the others, the HR of a high-tech $1.2 billion company.
Yes.
So we're asking you to call in the stories of cheating, how you got caught, how the other one got caught.
Right, whichever.
And we're putting everyone in the running to go see another show without a kiss cam.
Right.
It's live in Collective Soul.
You're good. You're safe.
Yeah. Sasha in West Hartford. Sasha?
If that is your name.
Sasha?
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Am I on?
You are.
Definitely.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yes. So I had two hints and then final confession. The first hint was we're packing the U-Haul truck because we're buying a new house. A bartender in Hartford. He didn't have much money, but cool. I put the money down. And he and his best friend were talking. Best friend says, so you got something hot and heavy at the bar? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty hot. Okay, so we move into the new house. 3 days, I get a letter in the mail, pink paper, typed saying, black letters, typed saying, hot and heavy at the bar with your husband. So final confession, yeah, it was hot and heavy. And he said, I'm moving to Rocky Hill, and he took the bath towels and ran out of the house after 3 days with a new home.
Wow.
It's interesting what people decide to take.
The bath towels, yeah,
Bath towels.
Yes, they clean.
He's like, can I take a shower? I said, a shower? It's like, wow.
You should have said, I need a shower after being with you.
Oh, my God, you're so gross.
Ew.
You dirty pig.
I was on hot and heavy in a band playing the bar.
I didn't think anybody would take him, but gee, Willikers. Okay. But you know what? it was okay because I wasn't in love with him. Just things about him was really cool.
Yeah, and how are you doing now?
Well, it was rough because, you know, the children, right? He just deserted them.
The children.
Yeah. So was he bath towels? Yeah.
Yeah, bath towels and go. But, like, yeah, he deserted the children. That's not new. So dad's out there, you know, just remember the children, for sure.
How long ago was that?
9 years.
Nine? Okay. Oh, okay. So the kids are older now.
And are you with someone else now?
No, I'm thinking the girls might put me on a dating thingy, so I don't know.
All right.
A
Tinder.
Dating thingy.
She's coming to Tinder.
All right, well, reach out to us, and we'd be happy to find a good, well-qualified man for you.
Sounds like a plan, yeah.
Wow. Somebody
with comedy. I have fun out there. Loves animals.
Right, loves animals.
Gotta love your animals. All right.
Gotta be funny. Gotta love animals.
Okay, that's cool.
And gotta like kids.
Right.
Yeah. AJ, you're out.
you are
a strong contender.
Yeah. I'm like, why is everybody looking at me?
You gotta be active. You gotta be like, you know, in shape, you know?
Everybody's in a shape.
Are you in shape?
Are you in shape?
I think so.
You think so?
I'm petite. I'm like 5'1", probably 100, 103 pounds. I like to do things.
Okay. That sounds great.
Like eat?
No, okay. I don't cook. That's the sad part. I will try. I can, you know.
No, don't try.
No.
I know. You're right.
If you don't cook by now.
Yeah.
And you're at a bathhouse.
Go out to eat.
It's her diet plan.
We'll just have fun and laugh about it, I guess.
That's
the best part, right?
All right, Sasha, be in touch.
Yes, we'll find somebody for you.
Yep. Ruth at WPLR.com.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, bye.
I got it.
All right. All right, she's in the running. We have more contenders on, but we got to talk to Tony Spira. Again, ghost hunter Dan Rivera died suddenly while touring the Annabelle doll. What happened? The man who owns the Annabelle doll on the phone right now, Tony Spira. Good morning.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm sorry for your loss, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. It was a big loss. A heavy blow, I tell you that much. Dan was a really integral part of New England Society for Psychic Research. He was my right-hand guy, loyal, very dedicated to the job, and just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
What happened?
Well, we don't know for sure because the autopsy results were inconclusive, but from accounts from my guys, Wade and Chris down there in Gettysburg, it was the third day, it was Sunday, and Dan in the morning said to Wade, "Hey, Wade, you got any Advil? My shoulder's killing me. I think I pulled a muscle from moving this stuff." So Wade says, "Oh, yeah, I got Advil for you." And so he gave him two Advil. Then they were going to start to put on their lecture, you know, talk about the artifacts. And Dan said, "Well, you know what? I'm not feeling that great. I'm just going to go in my hotel room and lay down for a little while. I'll see you later." And he did. He went into the room, his room, while they put on their event, Chris and Wade. And they didn't have time to check on him or anything because they were busy all day long.
Yeah.
And then when they stopped at about 8 o'clock, 8:30, before they banged on his door, they called the room. They called his phone. He didn't answer. Chris banged on the door about 3 minutes. Finally, Wade said, "I'm going to go get the manager. Something's wrong." And went and got the manager with the key, and they opened up the hotel room door, and there was Dan lying on top of the bed like he was sleeping. But he wasn't. He was gone by that time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So we think it's natural causes, even though he was 54. That we know of so far.
Tony,
I know you don't like
to play into this stuff, man, but you don't think it has anything to do with this doll?
No, I don't. I really don't think so. The reason why I don't think so is because we take great precautions, but
I know that, but I you know what it looks that, like
it looks that way, but not only that, if it was going to do anything to any of us, it had plenty of time, years and years to do it, and it hasn't. So my thing is, you know, if it didn't do anything in all those years to either Ed or Lorraine or Dan or Chris or me for all those years. You know, why would you attribute it to that now? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I believe it was natural causes. I'm very unfortunate and tragic. We feel for him and his family.
Of course.
I really don't think so. He was a dedicated. He knew how to handle the doll. He knew what to do, what not to do. Never challenge it. You know, that kind of thing. So he was very respectful of the doll that way. You know, he didn't, of course, didn't revere the doll, but he respected the power of the doll. So I don't believe it was anything to do with that. We blessed the doll so many times.
Does this doll have a history of anyone else dying around it?
No. The only thing was the guy on the motorcycle came to the museum that day and taunted it by saying it was fake, it was phony, that can't hurt anybody. When you challenge it, then that's when you got a problem. It's just like.
And then what happened when he left?
Then he got killed. He lost control of his motorcycle and hit a tree.
Oh.
So
then, where did the Annabelle story begin? Was that in Hartford?
Yes, it was in Hartford. About 1970, Jazz, is when it all occurred. But the thing has been locked. It's been locked away, but it's also been blessed and precautions taken for a lot of years. You know, we were told by Ed how to handle the thing. So I don't believe it has anything to do with that. Supernaturally, I believe it was something natural happened in a supernatural world, you know?
I'll be over here. Tony, you know, somebody in Hollywood is saying, get me a script.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, because they've been making so many millions of dollars off of this franchise, off of this one doll.
Now's a new twist. Yeah.
That this is, and this is real.
Yeah.
He's 54. Right. No medical ailments.
That's very young, yeah.
And he's on tour with it. It wasn't like he's worked with it and then now he dies young.
Right.
He was touring
in the vicinity.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, was it in his room? Like, where do they keep this thing?
No.
Oh, somewhere else.
It was never kept in his room.
Oh, okay.
Kept in a separate location, locked away for safety until they needed it. So, no, it was not in his room.
Yeah. Well, the doll creeps me out.
Yeah.
And I think it creeps a lot of the population of the planet out, as you could tell by the amount of people who go to see the movie.
Yeah.
When they come out. How many movies on this doll are out now?
Three.
Yeah.
Annabelle Creation and Annabelle Comes Home.
But she's also been featured in other movies about the Warrens.
Yeah. She was in the first and second Conjuring movie, actually.
Yeah.
So, she's been featured in several of them, yes.
You know, most people in your position would play this up and, you know, make it a thing and because it's good for business. I respect that you're doing this, but man, if you tell me there's a ghost in a room, like, I don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. Right,
so, like, this doll I don't, no.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest problems is if you kind of go near or deal with anything like that, then
it
anything that happens is going
to
be attributed to that.
Yeah.
Right.
But this guy was healthy. I've met him many times. He's come to the studio.
Yeah.
Very healthy. 54.
Very nice guy. Wow. Joking. Good guy.
Yeah. So
good guy.
Yeah. We'll miss him.
Best.
Yeah, man.
The best.
And, Tony, thanks for coming on, and sorry for your loss, brother.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much.
If the Rivera family needs any help, please don't hesitate.
Yeah, let us know.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, man. Tony Spera. We'll link up to all his stuff. His son-in-law, the Warrens, and owner of the Annabelle doll.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
It's over there. I'm going to keep it that way.
So scary.
Yeah. He actually he built the box for it.
That's right.
I'm just wondering, you know, it's like, oh, yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's enough for me to say I'm good.
Yeah, exactly right.
You don't want to take that chance.
Yep.
You know?
Like, all right, so if let's just say they make a movie of this, right?
Right.
Now we're in this scene where you're the two guys, your friend is dead at 54,
right,
and you have the doll.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're not home. Yeah, you got to get it back.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, man, it's just the beginning.
Right.
It's just that part in the movie where everyone at the screen is saying, get out.
Right. Oh, trust me.
Yeah.
You'll see my shoes, and now I'm running.
This is the part of the movie where we're all saying, yeah. Trouble.
Yeah.
Tony's on the phone like, no, no, it's fine. This is the, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is the part of the movie where all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, this is the part where I quit.
Right, you know, that's the they take it to the next location, right? Because they're on this tour. They take it to the next location. They don't want it. So now all of a sudden they're in the city that they're supposed to be, but they have nowhere to go because they're not welcome.
Right.
That's it. Now it's like wreaking havoc on the city.
Yeah.
It's angry.
This is exactly where you would do like a 20-minute setup for this moment, and then the rest of the movie is all hell breaks loose.
Yep. Right. Yep. One after the other. The whole chain of events. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the movie, All Hell Breaks Loose.
Annabelle.
Annabelle.
All Hell Breaks Loose. Yeah.
Annabelle.
And again, we're deeply sorry to the Rivera family.
Yeah.
Dan was just such a good dude.
Such a good dude.
Yeah. And that's such a young age.
And he loved this, and he loved doing it and touring with it.
Yep, so.
Definitely did.
All right, I think the big news is the great weather we're going to have today and tomorrow.
Yes.
And pretty good on Sunday, too.
It's going to be nice.
If we do get rain, you know where it'll be nice and dry?
Yep.
Under the tent at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport for the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
Dry as a bone, by the way. Yes.
All the VIP tickets are sold out.
Yep.
Because it's a thing.
It is.
General admission tickets still available. They're $10 a pop. Kevin with Pepe's in studio now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, nice to be here today.
Yeah. Nice to have you.
Eat some fresh tomato pie at 9 a.m.
Exactly.
Right. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Brewfest is going to be awesome.
Exactly.
How many pizzas are you bringing?
Well, we bring them in 80 at a time. We have a new Marafoni oven. We have a whole road show that we set up. It's the kickoff of our festival season. And we're gonna roll in 80 at a time. I think we'll go through like 350 throughout the day.
Holy crap.
We could take it up to 600 if the doors really,
really,
you know,
wow,
600.
We're ready for it.
Nice. How many? Yes. You have 17 locations. How many pizzas do you think you make like on a Friday at all your locations?
Well, I can tell you, New Haven made 9,700 on July 4th week.
Wow.
New Haven alone. That's
90.
That's three ovens. Yeah.
Wow. Let it go, see?
Each oven can put out about 600 pizzas on a 10 to 12-hour day. So, you know, 11 a.m. till 9, you can get about 60 pizzas out of that oven per hour.
And how many guys on the bench doing that?
We have three pizza cooks. Sometimes we'll throw in a fourth.
Wow.
That's three pizza cooks.
Like
all
ninjas.
Those pizzas.
No, no, no. New Haven has three ovens. Okay, we're talking about the big store.
Oh.
Right.
So that has three ovens, so that'd be nine cooks
working
at all times.
Damn.
Oh,
you got to rotate them in.
Oven.
But still,
You got to rotate them in. You got to keep them hydrated.
Yeah.
It's a marathon.
Wow.
So, yeah, they open up at 11 a.m.
They're like athletes.
They are. They're in great shape.
Yeah. You have to
and you're staring into a 600-degree oven. So, you got to be tough.
We were lucky enough to see the OG oven when we were there for the special event. That oven, how many pizzas can you have in that oven at one time?
We could probably have about 20 in there at one time.
20?
Yeah, it's quick.
But you rotate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we rotate them in and out, 8 to 10 minutes cooking time.
8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's all about the airflow.
Yeah.
You know, pizzas like bacon or sausage got to cook right near the chimney so they get that heat coming right over the top to cook that bacon and sausage, because we put it on raw, it cooks right on your pizza.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's lots of little secrets there that Frank Pepe came up with over the years.
One of the things I learned, you know, I knew this, but it was confirmed at the event, is that not only did he make a legendary pizza that the whole world has taken notice of. But he made a great family.
Yeah.
The whole family. Like, I knew Jennifer, and I knew, you know, Gary and a couple of others, but that whole family is tremendous.
They've adopted all of us. I'm one of the ones lucky enough that they did, but they care so much about the pizza, and they can talk pizza with anybody. I mean, they just know the product so well. They were raised on
it.
Yeah.
They love people.
Yeah.
Too. They're not just give me the money.
100 years, man. It comes from somewhere.
Paul Giamatti was at the special event.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
What happened to him? He looked like he got into a fight.
I think he had a little personal surgery there. It was right on the fence whether he was going to make it or not, right up until, and he really wanted to be there, and he was communicating with us. He had a little small surgery a couple days before, and then it wasn't until Friday that he was like, I'm feeling great. I'm on my way. See you Saturday.
Excellent.
You know, New Haven native, great guy, good friend of the brand.
His dad was a baseball commissioner. Yeah. Did you know that, Phil?
Bart, yep. Absolutely.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I got told by the guy who was shuttling from the parking lot to the celebration in the golf cart. He told me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I found that from him. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thanks for being part of that. That was a lot of fun.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You guys know how to throw a party.
Seriously.
You guys know how to throw a party.
Yep.
So this tomato pie, why is this special?
You can only get it from the end of June till about mid-September. It's all about the tomato. The tomato tells us when we're ready. And really? Right now, you know, the tomatoes, they're just so plentiful right now. The harvest and the way they're coming in, they're just popping. It's like a pizza that can get better throughout the year as the harvest is coming. But you can only have it June till September. Because it's the natural flavor of the product. You know, we're not adding much to this at all. We got our own dough.
Yeah.
And, you know, the coal-fired oven kisses those pizzas, but the tomato is really popping, you know.
What kind of tomato is it? I mean,
it's a backyard beauty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so delicious.
What does that mean?
It's just a nice, it's like holding a oversized baseball in your hand.
Okay.
And you cut it up and we dice it up and then we just marinate it in a little bit of salt, pepper, some basil there.
Nice.
But you're getting the natural flavor of the ingredient, which is basically the key of all Frank Pepe's, is the natural ingredients. You know, when we have our sauce, we just crush those tomatoes on site and we don't add anything to it. You know, we don't throw in a bunch of garlic and oregano and everything. We want you to get that popping tomato flavor.
Right. That's the thing. I always, when you hear a musical performance and they put all kinds of special effects on it.
Yeah.
I always say you can't hide a bad performance with special effects. You can enhance a great performance with little special effects. And that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that Coldplay Kiss Cam thing?
I did. That's pretty wild. Karma. Really? I live and breathe on karma.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty wild. My wife and I played a joke on the kids when they came up, and we made up a story that I was out of town, and I went to a concert, and they were all focused on, Dad wouldn't go to Coldplay. He's not cool enough.
Oh, they're cool enough. Oh.
I was like, what about the girl? And they're like, nobody wants to go out with Dad. He's no fun.
That's funny.
Right. Guess whose allowance is gone.
Yeah, I met one of your sons at the event, man. Sharp dude.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Brian. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves pizza, too. He grew up on Pepe's Pizza, so he's spoiled.
Here comes Ruth. She's coming in for the kill.
Right.
She's bringing plates.
Now we need more plates.
Oh, I think Kevin handed her like a vegan pizza or something, right?
Yep, we had a Ruth special.
Yes,
a Ruth
special.
Is that on the menu at Pepe's?
It's just for Ruth, I tell you. My mother's name was Ruth, so I've always tried to take care of her well when I knew she was a vegan, and she taught me about what to make for her. And we made her a fresh tomato pie, but we held back all the dairy products and all the cheese, and I think we succeeded on that, Ruth, right?
Thank you so much.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Are you going to be at the Hartford Healthcare?
Yeah, I'm coming down.
Are you really?
Jennifer Kelly's joining me.
Nice.
No way.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. There's
the top brass.
There's a pizza panel there, and she's going to participate in it.
Oh, that's great.
You know, all our fellow neighboring pizzerias, they're all getting together, and a couple of them are going to talk to the crowd there. They have a little, like, pizza panel off to the side there. It's really cool. You know, all the pizza people behind the scenes, we're all like great friends. Like we all look out for each other. We're all cut from the same cloth.
Right. I thought that was pretty cool that you had Modern and Sally's at your
just awesome people.
Yeah.
They go through what we go through every day.
Right.
You know,
There's enough for everybody.
I was just going to say
that was Frank Pepe's line. I mean, when the grandchildren have told me, like, as New Haven was becoming a huge pizza hub, someone asked Frank Pepe, like, what do you think all this competition moving into town? And his line was, there's enough pie to go around for everybody.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Everybody's just trying to make a living,
right?
Sharing their craft.
Connecticut's proven that time and time again.
No kidding.
Yep.
Do you have your eyes on any new locations in Connecticut?
Not right now. Right now, we just celebrating the 100-year. Added some catering operations where I told you we're introducing a new oven this year that helps us produce the pizza on Sunday to the spec that you expect in the restaurant.
Wow.
You know, we've tested it. We have these Marafoni ovens. We cook the pizzas at the restaurant.
So what does that mean? A mobile?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be there Sunday where it's our new trophy. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Tested and tested and tested.
So you make it at the restaurant and then...
Yeah.
You make most of it at the restaurant
everything
and then it kind of cooks on the way there? Or how does that work?
No. Everything's made at the restaurant. Has to be kissed by the coal-fired oven. We just pull it out at about 85%. When you've cooked at 85%.
And it finishes off over there.
Right. And then we bring it in a warmer... we don't want to steam the pizza. It's got to be a dry heat.
Yeah.
Like we've obsessed with how to get the pizza from A to B.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we throw it in our Marafoni oven and it just crisps
it up. What does that mean, Marafoni?
That's the brand oven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty well known there. Pretty significant.
Not to me. I just eat the pizza. Right. I don't make the pizza.
Yeah. I'll show it to you Sunday.
You need eaters. Yeah.
But see, we don't want to take the pizza on the road if it's not going to taste the way it is in the restaurant.
Well, that's what I'm leading up to. Now that you have this thing, you must have some plans to
do
parties, catering?
Yes, we'll drop one in your backyard and do a party of 100 or more.
Nice.
Yeah, we could go up to 250 people in
your
backyard.
Is this something you're doing now or you're rolling this out now?
We're rolling it out. We've been asked, I mean, in the last 5 years, pizza fests have become a thing.
It's a big deal.
Like, I mean, you guys are in the game. There's others in the game. We've been asked to do the Big E. We're doing the Big E for 3 out of the 17 that, you know, they have 17 dates of the Big E.
What's your closest location to the Big E?
That would be our West Hartford and Manchester locations.
So you ship pizzas in from there.
Right. Right. We're putting a second oven in our West Hartford location with a little party room there. So we're working on that because a lot of our problems were people want to have parties on Friday night, Saturday night. We don't have the oven space because the restaurants are full.
Right.
So we added a second oven into West Hartford. And now we have the ability, if you need 200 pizzas in your backyard on a summer Friday night, we can do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. Amazing.
But we're moving slow. Pepe time is moving slow and testing, and it's all about the product.
We're not doing
it unless we can recreate the product.
You want to do it right. You don't want to do it fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's march for error.
Well, I'm plotting my course when I get to the pizza fest on you won't be out of pizza by like 1:30, right?
We haven't run out in 100 years.
So that'd be no.
What an answer. That is the best.
And exactly. Look on his face. That means no.
That was a Clint Eastwood look.
Make
my day. That'll be my first stop.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you, brother. Thanks for your friendship.
And yes.
We love our relationship with Frank Pepe Pizzeria.
Yes.
Thanks for inviting us. Looking forward to Sunday. Come out and have a good time. It's going to be a party.
Yeah. No kidding. So pizza and beer under a giant tent at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. What can be better than that?
Exactly.
$10 to get in for general admission. All right, we're linked up at WPLR.com. Kevin, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Chaz and AJ, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Finally, people are complaining about me.
Finally,
that I could get fired from this segment. There were bad responses to the last one I did on Facebook.
I only said 4.
I'm like the new AJ. People mad at me on Facebook.
No, I'm not being wrapped in this.
What were they complaining about?
Just that I suck or whatever. So I responded to the guy and I was like, I do suck. Tell them to have me stop doing this. And he was like, oh, that was funny, but you still suck. I was like, no, this isn't doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I want them to write, if you don't like this segment, write emails to everyone and then I can go away forever. But I don't feel like that's going
to
happen.
Seems like he wants to go away.
Right?
He wants to fire himself.
Right.
I want to watch.
But today's list is really from the heart. Right. I was recently on vacation, and the one thing I learned, and you may have noticed this in your life, is that everyone has gone insane. And I blame COVID, and I blame the phones, because no one knows how to act normal anymore, and everyone sucks.
Okay.
So here are the five types of people I saw on vacation that all were the worst. Okay, ready?
Where were you?
I went to San Diego with the children.
San Diego.
We were there for 5 days. We flew there, so it was like resort, city, airplane. That's where all these people were.
Okay.
The people that are terrible.
Okay.
But you'll see them here, too. Don't worry. They're everywhere.
In this building?
Also in this building. Okay, cool.
In this room?
Also in this room.
It's us, isn't it? It's us, isn't it?
All right, number five. Can't figure out or doesn't care about putting his headphones on, guy. There was a man sitting across from me on the plane, banging out a game of solitaire on his phone. Fine, love it, have fun. But the volume was all the way up. So it was like I was in a casino. If you've ever played solitaire on your phone, it's ringing, it's dinging, it's all kinds of noise. When you like do it right, it's like... It is the worst. The twist here, the guy had headphones around his neck. It's not like he didn't have the headphones. He just didn't plug in the headphones.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't take it anymore. It was an hour of ring, ring, ring. And I turned to him and I was like, hey, man, can you plug in your headphones? And he was 1,000. And he was like, all right. And he plugged it in and everything was smooth. But like, no one knows. He doesn't know. He just thinks he's at home. It's ridiculous. Ring, ring, ring. Oh.
And the worst thing, that was a pilot.
Number four, the I can't order normal at any location lady. I was in a lot of lines for breakfast and lunch, snacks at the zoo, whatever. Every line, every time, there was a lady who just can't order what's on the menu. Now, I'm a famous bitch too, but at least I just ordered the menu. You can't have a turkey sandwich with honey mustard and avocado and the blood of a unicorn. They don't have that. You have to order what they have. You're at the zoo. Like, this isn't a fancy restaurant. They have turkey with mayo and bacon. You're having that. Stop holding us up. Why does everybody think they have their own private chef everywhere? You don't. I ordered a hamburger.
Right.
Oh, so hard. I'll have the hamburger. And end of list.
These are all former exhibits at the zoo, by the way.
Number three, this will get emails. The my kid is a problem, but even problem kids deserve to go places, mom. Everywhere I went, some kid went berserk, and not little kids. I'm talking older kids who just can't handle it. And if you know that your kid can't handle it, don't bring him to the goddamn busiest zoo in the world. He says he wants to go, right? You're at home. He says, mom, I'm 14. I want to go to the zoo. I can handle it. Guess what? He can't handle it. So if your kid freaks out all the time, why do you bring him to the roller coaster?
No.
Does that make any sense? You should sit down with your kid and say, you can't handle it. Let's just watch something on Netflix. Even if your kid says, no, I can handle it this time. Well, what about the last time when you went insane in the line in front of like other people? Well, I'll be better. You won't be better. Stay at home. Just do things at home.
Here are some signs your kid should stay at home. They get angry on the airplane when someone next to them is playing a game. They get angry when someone orders off menu in line at a restaurant.
It was the zoo, and it was a snack shack. Either way. Number two, it's Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and I'm going for a five-mile run, bro. San Diego, wonderful place. Everything about it's perfect, but the exercise nuts. They're everywhere. You can pick out the tourists there, because they don't look like the fit, tan California people.
Oh.
Every morning, I'd wake up and walk my chubby East Coast ass to the Starbucks to get a coffee cake.
Blinding white, yep.
Which are 500 calories, by the way.
Okay.
Delicious. You know, vacation. And there were 100 runners. It could be 7 a.m.
So annoying.
They're running. They're biking. They're power walking. They're doing jumping jacks. Whatever they're doing. And you just sit there and you feel terrible. And I look to the other fat guy.
It's like you're eating a donut.
Right. Yeah, right. Like everybody's running.
Right. Yeah.
How dare they?
Right. So you look to the other fat guy in the Red Sox shirt and you're like, I get you, man. And he's right. Like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're together.
And number one, I need 100 hours to get ready and take Instagram photos, children. Oh, wait, those are mine. Everything ruined because they cannot get ready on time. We have to go. It's time to go. We have reservations. We have a tour. What are we doing? We can take pictures at home. So by the second day, I built in pitcher phone breaks. So instead of going from taco trolley tour to the tallest building to back to the beach, I took out the tallest building. Okay, fine. We're just going to go to the beach and you can take your dumb pictures. And I hate it. Their pictures are nice, but it's stupid. We got things to do. We're never going to be there again.
Yeah, you want that one
have a schedule.
You don't want that one selfie in front of the gorilla cage really too close to the bars.
But yes, there is a schedule. You're going to go to one a place once in your lifetime. Like, you got to do them all. You got to do all the stuff. But we'd rather sit in the hotel room and, like, read TikToks, watch TikToks, whatever. You don't. That's my list. I had a great vacation.
Sound relaxing?
It sounds like you really got relaxed.
I did. I feel wonderful.
Yeah, usually really a lot good. Matter.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.